Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is pianist and composer Todd O'Hammer, a musician whose playing has led him to many foreign venues as well as close to home. And today he's here with me. Hello, Todd O.
Hello, Marion. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm curious, where did you get the name Todd O? I've never heard that.
Well, I guess the first thing, my mother would want me to tell you that she didn't name me that, so we'll clear that up. It comes from Richard, and it's a nickname that's stuck with me since childhood.
So it's a nickname?
Yes.
It's interesting how you got started playing. You were only five. Do you have family at home who plays?
We all played instruments. My mother's very good classical piano player, and my older sister and older brother were playing piano before I started. So it was just something we all did.
And you just felt like you could do what they were doing?
Yeah, I think it was good to have something to emulate. You know, my mother could play most any tune just in the key of C, pretty much by ear. So I thought that if you heard something, you should be able to figure out the chords and be able to play it and all that stuff. So that's the expectation I grew up with. So I never collected a lot of sheet music and all that stuff. If I wanted to learn a song, I would get a recording of it and listen to it carefully, try to learn it that way.
So you just didn't take lessons? You just learned?
I took some lessons right around then, 5 or 6 years old, for about a year. But then I got lazy and stopped practicing, so the lessons stopped.
And then you stopped?
Yeah. I took up different instruments. I played clarinet for a while and guitar
really?
For a while. And then by the time I was about 12 or 13, some of the other kids, we were starting to form groups and try to play jazz and blues. And it was necessary for somebody to play the piano. And I had the most experience, so I went back to there. But, you know, speaking of the early days, I was talking to my brother the other day, and we realized that the first live jazz we ever heard was you. Because we were on Long Island when we were kids, and you used to bring a trio around to the schools. Do you remember? Coming around to the various...
I did, yes,
yeah.
For a long time.
I'm sure I heard you when I was in maybe sixth grade or something.
You may have, mm-hmm. because we had this arrangement with the... I don't know who, the powers that be, and we had bass and drums,
mm-hmm.
and we would go to all the different classrooms
yeah.
and talk about jazz, or we'd play something and have them draw what they heard,
right.
things like that. And everybody said, oh, this won't go anywhere, this will just fall apart.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't. It was very successful.
It went on for years, I think, didn't it?
It did go on for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I still meet people, like having just met you, that say, I remember you coming to my school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they knew it was jazz or what it was, but...
Well, I remember the teachers were excited. You know, they got out of class and they got to hear some live jazz. So they were talking it up for a while.
Yeah. Well,
but we liked it as kids.
Well, anyway, obviously, I taught you everything you know.
It's true. And then some.
But I can keep babbling away. I think it would be good if you'd play a tune.
Okay. I'd like to try something of Tad Dameron's. I made a recording of his music recently, and I think I'll play something from that.
Wonderful. What tune?
Smooth as the Wind.
Oh, that's a great one.
Thank you.
Tad Dameron wrote some beautiful numbers. I'm curious, you decided to do a whole recording of his tunes.
Mm-hmm. The producer that I record for had requested a theme type of CD instead of the usual where we just play what we would play on a regular gig. He kind of wanted a unifying element, a composer or a tribute to an artist, and I was sort of reticent to do it. And then he suggested Tad Dameron. I said, that I'll do, because he's such a great composer, and you don't really have to play like him. Like, if I was going to do a Monk record, there would always be the temptation to try to play like Monk.
But yeah, that's Tad's, true.
Tad's
and
music
this
isn't,
way you can play like yourself.
Right, it's less stylistically tricky in that sense.
That came off so beautifully as a record, because all his tunes are so... such good melodies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, what are we coming up with next?
Shall I play another?
Yes, please.
All right. I'll play something else of Tad's from that recording that I made, a ballad called Dial B for Beauty.
That sounds gorgeous.
Well, I hope so.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.